Woo! Ha ha! Late Ilkin at one, y'all. So hold it down. Bring that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That Is Right On Screen. It's been a while. We've been waiting. We have been patient. And Greenleaf is back for the final season. Can I get a little golf clap for a little? Greenleaf is a show that I feel has been strong ever since the get-go. But I am not by myself. I'm joined by Nerd Soul Light and Lady Lisa. Say what's up.
Hey, y'all.
So, so first, since we're beginning our final season, I want to say that Greenleaf is a show that I have enjoyed from the beginning. I've thought this show was good ever since I first started watching it. It's got a great mix of drama. It's got a great mix of good acting, some great sets. I love how it's shot. So all of the technical things are kind of covered. All of the, how should you say, kind of like story beats are covered with getting enough drama, letting the bad guys lose, letting the bad guys win, letting the good guys lose, letting the good guys win throughout the seasons. Bringing in drama after drama, bringing after revelation after revelation, character arcs, stuff like that, I've enjoyed. Oh, but now the family has something to go up against, a united front, if you will, against Harmony and Hope. And this is where we pick up on this new episode in the first day. In the first day, we're kind of brought back from the final episodes where, you know, of course, Harmony and Hope, they got the church, they got the vote, they're about to tear stuff down. And we're seeing Lady May, in a place of fasting and praying. I didn't know how long this was going to last. I thought it was going to last more than an episode. But as you can see, she was like, nah, we ain't going to be fasting forever. Lady May was like, uh-uh. She got proposed to. And that was good. But how do you feel about Lady May's disposition? Because she's like, you know, I'm fast until God say move.
Well, to her, when Bishop came to her with his plan, that was her answer. That's what that was about. True. She was like, okay, so now, you know, because for her, she didn't know what direction to go into, what they were going to do. And he came to her. So I think in her mind, she was like, this is God's answer.
Good point.
Yeah.
And she had a very small role this episode anyway.
Which is good because she can be a little overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, she can really get it fired up. So she wasn't the focus this episode.
And no one person was the focus this episode, and I kind of like that because there are a lot of stories going on all at once.
And we kind of played catch up with all of them.
Right, and I like that. They did a good job with kind of touching on everybody. It was almost like, let me remind y'all of what was going on.
And where they at.
Right. And they did a good job.
And we see your boy Jacob. Jacob is still on like, oh, we getting divorced. And Jacob is done with Carissa right now.
Yes. Like, Jacob, but he ain't done enough.
She was like, do you want to have your own lawyer or whatever? He was like, nope, yours is fine. I don't have the energy to fight you no more and I don't care. And you could see how that affected her. Like, because I think she wanted a fight. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She wanted that energy from me. It was like, I don't care. I'm done. Mm. I'm finished. And I agree. Holla at me. Let me know if you agree. Jacob, when we first meet him in this show, is, you know, he's running around, he's cheating, he's lying, all that stuff. But throughout the series, we've seen Jacob change.
Oh, and become absolutely.
A man. Yeah. And, you know, care about his kids. Care about his standing with his family and amongst the community. Mm-hmm. And weirdly, under Basie Skanks is where he kind of got that. Yeah. But I think seeing someone his age that was acting a fool kind of turned him around on it.
Yeah.
But you see this man trying. You see him being different. He's not cheating. He's not running around. He's about God. He's trying to do the homeless program, doing the stuff for the kids. Like he's really trying to, you know.
Well, bring not even this trying. He back. Yeah, he did. He
well, yeah, he did.
He totally changed himself and his ways, and I think he really redeemed himself in terms of, you know, as being her husband.
Yeah.
You know, and just as being a good person, because when we first met him, he was a butthole.
Yeah.
Let's just be real.
And he had no direction either. Mm-mm. When we met. He didn't know. He didn't even know where he was.
He was arrogant and just obnoxious, and you know, all of those things.
Through the seasons where we saw him change and become better and become sure in himself as a man and not having to run all around, we also saw Carissa continue to beat him down for that.
Yeah.
Every turn, she was always talking about, you cheated. You ran around. You did. She would not let him forget that ever.
But I think, I think that's just her. She's very overwhelming. She's very overpowering and controlling. That's her. You know, that's been her at every turn. She has not been able to yield anything to him.
Yeah.
Any way, shape, or form.
Never. And that is sort of the crux of why I love his position now.
Mm-hmm.
She spent a lot of time telling him how wrong he was, telling him about himself, how he cheated, how he did all this, and, you know, never letting him hear the end of it, boy.
Yeah.
Always talking that smack, always talking about how he walked out on her and, you know, ran out and was cheating. But, yeah. Then she ran and cheated.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah. Panda said, Nerd Soul Light is so cute when he copies me. Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
Nerd Soul Light should be in the cute and in the bed.
He should be in the bed,
but that's a whole nother
go
show.
Take your butt to bed.
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah. Take your butt to bed by Nerd Soul. But she would not let it go. Now not only did she cheat, but she brought some home. She brought that chlamydia home. She brought home the clap. And had the nerve to try to take the moral high ground, and rightfully so, he was like, and now I'm not one for rash decisions, like jumping up, no, we get divorced, but I understand where he's coming from, because he's like, hold up, you have held cheating over my head for years.
Yep.
You have held it over my head, would not let me let it go for years. And now here you come.
All this time later.
All this time later. Now you cheated.
And
brought something home.
Mm.
And had the nerve to get moral high ground on me. You gotta go. You got to go. So I like the energy that we're getting from him on some like, nah, I don't even feel like fighting. Your lawyer's fine with me. Cool, I'm out. And then we saw him with the young lady that I believe the last woman he cheated with when we meet him in season one. And you and I have a different view on this. When we meet her, she has a little child, little light-skinned baby. And we know that they were having sex with each other. But he kind of like opens up to like, is this my child? And she says, if it was mine, if it was yours, I wouldn't have had it. Now, for me, it seemed pretty, pretty distinct and pretty like, you know, pretty firm, like, this is not your kid. You know what I'm saying? But Lisa, break it down how you saw it.
No, I saw it as that she was trying to figure out the nastiest thing to say to him to convince him that it's not his kid, and to also hurt him and to keep him from asking any more questions. So it's like, let me say something that's gonna make him think without a doubt, this ain't his kid. And kind of, you know, kind of stab it, you know, kind of give it to him all at the same time, you know, hurt him.
Okay.
But I think that's his baby.
Okay.
I think that's his baby.
Now, why would she do that? Or keep it from him? Or maybe
because he comes from
family is...
He comes from a powerful family, and he'd more than likely try and take the child.
True, true. So I see that, too. I see that. Panda said, oh, yes, I remember this. She brought home the disease and lost the money. My next door neighbor watches the show. But yeah, I forgot she did lose that money. Remember? She signed over that check.
Yeah.
Man.
Crazy self.
Yo. She, you gotta go. So we also catch up with Sophia, who is my favorite character of the show, because she ain't hurt nobody.
Nope. Nope.
Like, she gets in trouble, and she ain't did nothing to nobody.
Yeah.
But I like how she went to visit, I can't remember the boy name. The
basketball boy.
The basketball boy. And when they showed him, I was like, really, though? Like, dude, there ain't nobody interested in you.
No, but, because you missed when they had the phone call. He called her, and she was like,
but I'm like, when they brought him in the show, I'm like, oh. Like, I thought we were done with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of idea. Like, I'm like, I thought we was done with you, and now we ain't done with you. But, you know, she goes over her house and over his house and sees the other girl still there. And I like that she left, because a lot of times your new boo thing that has a very recent ex ain't super over that ex and might be playing with a very gray area with that ex while you're trying to be, of course, start a new relationship. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that she was like, nope, I'm out. She was like, I knew it wasn't over between y'all or whatever. It's not going to be over in a day. And y'all got to work out whatever y'all got to work
out. Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? That was very mature of her.
Yeah. And I like the fact that she handled it the way she handled it. Because it was definitely on some, like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
now,
she saw, once she saw her at his house, she was like, that's all I need to know. Y'all ain't done with y'all stuff. Now, when y'all finish with y'all stuff, cool. Maybe we can talk about having a relationship. But right now, I'm not putting myself in the middle of this. And I was like, why? Thank you, Sophia. Thank you. Thank you for having common sense. Thank you, Sophia.
Yeah. And what is Carissa and, why am I forgetting his name?
Oh, the butt whoopable child.
She get on my nerves.
That girl, man.
She gets, I love her name, but she gets on my nerves. She always got something slick to say.
Like, Zora, it's a trip, because Zora started out as a child, and this is why you gotta watch him. Zora started out of a child that just got into a little mischief here and there.
No, she didn't.
And remember,
no, she didn't.
Just doing like little mischief stuff.
No.
Like,
when
cut class here and there. And it was just like, little stuff.
When we first met her, when Grace came back with
Sophia,
uh-huh. Remember she offered her drugs that first time?
She did?
Yes.
Dang. Never mind. Zora been tripping for a long time then.
Like, I think she offered her weed or I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But like that first time, she like couldn't wait to like get her into trouble and stuff. So she was trouble from the get-go.
And then the second that you think that she's kind of doing good, because she was with the basketball boy. I mean, no, she was with the the R&B boy. She was with Elder Barnes Jr. So she was with Elder Barnes Jr.
Not Elder Barnes Jr.
And oh God, I forgot about it. Anyway, she was with Elder Barnes Jr. Right? He was like, he was singing his little gospel.
He was Elder Barnes. Elder Barnes for the Lord.
Songs.
Elder Barnes for the Lord.
Yeah, Elder Barnes for the Lord. And he was like beating her up and stuff. And we thought for a second, oh, Zora gonna be all right. Zora gonna turn around. Nope. She got with a worse Zora 2.0, who is the ex-girlfriend of the basketball boy. And that's, man, look, dude, don't get me started, man. Like, just, oh, man. Zora, and then, of course, Zora, like, picking at her, calling her a skank. And I'm like, ain't y'all skirts, like, the same
look? Thank you.
Ain't y'all showing the same amount of skin?
Thank you.
How you gonna tell her she a skank when you wearing the same skank?
Both of y'all going
y'all
somewhere with your grandma with half dress.
Thank you. I don't know who grandmama going to let you. Now, they did say, Lady May did say, add a skirt to that.
But she ain't saying nothing to Zora.
Zora sitting beside you, her legs all out. All I'm saying is you can't be calling nobody a skank when, like, we know how you do. Like,
and she's done nothing skanky.
Yes, she's done nothing skanky. Sophia is the only person in the show that literally has crossed no one.
Nope.
She hasn't done anything bad to anybody. Now, I will say, now, my antennas might be hot on this, but notice, of the two young girls, Zora, who is dark-skinned, is the bad kid, and Sophia, who's light-skinned, is the good kid. I'm going to just say that.
Let's
keep it real. Let's keep it real.
It's true.
Grace is held as the hero in the show.
Same,
who is light-skinned.
Same thing with Charity.
Yep. Charity is held as, or is kind of held as, kind of like the problematic, whiny, bad child, the traitor of the family. And Grace is the saving grace of the family. Grace light skin, Charity dark skin. I'm just saying, if this is a show that we make, and we gotta call it where we gotta call what we see. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This would be for real. The only thing that breaks is Jacob was a bad guy, but Jacob is now a good guy. So yeah. That's the only thing where they kind of break. Bishop is goodish now, I guess you could say. But for the most part, with the women, colorism is super in effect.
Yeah.
And I love this show. You love this show. Cool. But we got to keep it real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, speaking of light skin love is back. Rick Fox is on the episode. We saw Rick Fox and
Why
Grace.
Why you got to call it light skin love?
Because they just be looking in each other's eyes so lovingly. They be like.
Well, it's not.
The dreamy eyes.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, it's suspect because Grace is only doing that because she needs something from him.
Yeah, because she needs him to investigate Harmony and Hope. Now, if you could break down where you see their relationship going this season.
I mean, they'll sleep together, they hang out and everything, and they'll come right back to where they were before. Mm. I'm going to keep covering your family and all of their dirt, and it's going to be what it is. And she's going to be like, well, I can't deal with that, so okay, bye.
Yeah, but I do like what he pulled up, and I called it before he said it. When he said that he bought a residence, but nobody was living there, was like, he running for office. I was like, because it's you know, it's normal. The Clintons did it when they were in office in New York.
When you say he, who are you referring to?
Bob, Mr. Hope. Or whatever.
Bob,
What's the character's name? I'm trying to think of the character's
name. Someone give it a W.
Bob Whitmore.
Yeah.
I was like, Bob Hope.
not Bob Hope.
So Bob Whitmore. Once they said that he bought a house where he wasn't staying in to establish residency, I was like, yeah, he running for office. And it makes sense. You got a whole church full of voters. You stack the deck. Second day, you'll essentially build your own constituency that will never vote against you to a certain, unless you do something inflammatory, but most likely you won't. You know what I'm saying? You'll do enough to keep it hidden and keep it on the low, and nothing will happen. I'm really interested to see how that plays out and what he's willing to do to lock in that Senate seat. Because we could be getting into some real fun, you know, behind the scenes stuff with him and Bishop Greenleaf. But speaking of Bishop Greenleaf, at the beginning of the episode, we do see him kind of watching them throw away his posters, and throw away his cardboard cutout. Yo, I want a nerd soul cardboard cutout now. I want one of me to like. They threw their joint straight away. A man walked right past him and was like, come on, man. Have some respect. He had to walk by him and be like, Bishop. You know what I'm saying? And like, just placed it in the trash. He was like,
Bishop, would you like Bishop?
Bishop, you need a picture of yourself to put yourself in your living room. Man. Then they took, but he said something interesting about, he learned over the years it's best to be there when something passes or something like that. Because, you know, there is that regret when you're not there, when you miss something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, it's, you know, it is interesting for them to be there. And watch it go down.
I don't know if I would want to be there. I don't think I would want to be there.
And part of me wouldn't.
You know I don't think saying? I would. I would just want to be sure that I clear out everything that I want.
Yeah.
You know, but I wouldn't want to be there. Like, that's torture.
Yeah. And then you had Lady May make the comment about not knowing or feeling a certain way, like maybe it's a good thing it's gone. You know what I'm saying? You know, because you do have those feelings. Like one hand, you're like, man, I don't want to lose it, and then you're like, maybe it's a good thing. But one thing that's not a good thing is Charity standing in the church, boy. Woo! She gonna preach a series how black women been taken away from the church.
It's like, girl.
Oh, yo, Charity been wanting to preach series forever. She always preaching a corny series.
It just, that's just not her calling.
She
It's just
said
not
it
her
will be
calling.
united and it will be a front.
I mean, her calling is singing, and it's just like,
Yeah. It's like the same.
why are you trying to operate outside of your gift?
Yeah, you don't see me out here trying to sing. I mean, I sing for fun, but you don't see me out here putting out a double disc. All right? You know what I'm saying? You don't see me doing
A
that.
double disc of bad songs.
Double disc. Or, you know, I got my cleanup song up. Like, everybody, everywhere.
A cleanup remix.
Everybody, do your share.
It's sung by Bobby Proud.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. What do they want to see now? So they want to hear me rap from time to time. They want to see some interviews and stuff. But you know, ain't nobody trying to hear me sing down no ballads. I mean, you never know. Somebody might be like, "Man, where's that Nerd Soul love ballad coming out?" I'd be like, "You don't hold your breath." But then we see her later come to his apartment, which is fly. Oh, ain't nobody's house whack in Greenleaf World either.
No.
The wackest house we saw was probably the white girl house. And even her house was like a basic apartment. Like it wasn't like no shanty. But you know what I'm saying? She won't living it up with Patti LaBelle though. Cause your boy Phil, oh, Phil got money. Even the shirt, that dress shirt he was wearing, I could look at that dress shirt and be like, that's an expensive shirt. That shirt ain't cheap. He didn't get that shirt from Men's Warehouse. Shouts to Men's Warehouse. You ain't do nothing wrong. I'm just saying there's a certain level of quality. You make a jump in quality. And there's like, all right, you can get a dress shirt from like Walmart and Target. Then you can get a dress shirt from like, say, JCPenney's. Then you can get a dress shirt from like S&K or Men's Warehouse. And then you can get a dress shirt from like,
Neiman Marcus.
yeah, it's like there's certain level jumps that you make. You know what I'm saying? And that shirt, I can look at it and be like, you know, Phil got some money. But Phil, you know, he sung that sad song about, you know, I love you. You can keep the ring to show that I still.
She's like, for what?
I'm surprised she ain't pawned it. No, I'm surprised. Sarah got to get a little change from that thing.
Been there, done that. Better go and get that money.
Get a little change from it. But he was like, I want you to have it as a memory. What? Phil crazy. And Phil did all this for a job.
For a job.
For a job.
If you gotta do all that for a job.
Like if you was really feeling Charity like that, just leave. You got your true love. Leave. You know what I'm saying?
He don't care about no true love.
Oh, and that's dark skin love too. Both of them dark and they like each other. Now both of them doing wrong. But at least they found common ground and like each other. And Charity always jump into some man's bed too quick.
Man.
Like, I feel like if I smile at Charity long enough, she'll be wanting to holler at me. Like, Charity just like.
Yeah, ever since her and her husband broke up, you know, she just been.
Yo, shouts
like,
to Kev.
All over
We ain't
the place.
Seen him in like 2 seasons, yo.
Cause he
No,
doing.
Kev, we did see Kev. He called him on the phone, didn't he?
He too
We
busy.
saw Kev like once last
He too
season.
busy raising their kid.
Yeah, like he's supposed to.
It's like, where is your child? Because it seems like for her, if she can't have custody of the baby, she don't really
she don't
have
want,
none.
yeah.
It's like, well, dog.
Yeah, so don't trip on that. But with all that said, am I glad that the show is back? Yes. Am I happy that the show is, you know, running, still well-oiled machine? Yes. You want to know why? Because we had the greatest drama.
Oh,
you know,
but it did end sad,
yes,
though.
Yes, that's what I was leaving for the end.
It
We had
did
the
end
greatest
sad.
drama. You know, Pastor Bishop Greenleaf come in. He like, yo, I want to get married to you. I want us to be married and build our own church. And we're like, oh, snap, word. Call the whole family. Everybody happy. Word. Everybody smiling and stuff. And you know, the whole time we had what's the boy name? I can't. It's not Noah. Noah is her ex-husband.
I don't remember. I don't remember his name.
Trying to think of the boy's name. Man. Oh, it's killing me. I cannot think of his name. But anyway, Grace's son. We know he robbed that store. We know that he was trying to give himself up for that store. But no. You know what I'm saying? No. Grace's like, we got to cover it up, cover it up, cover it up. And he really wanted to... He really wanted to go down for this, you know what I'm saying? And break down, because you said he had a certain feeling that I didn't even think of.
Yeah, I think it was, I think he saw that he really could genuinely have a family there with his mom and mm-hmm. his other family, with his sister, you know, because it seems like they really have, you know, attached to each other. And he's like, you know what, if I'm going to do this, I need to go ahead and pay for everything I've done, fess up to everything,
yeah.
start with a clean, you know, serve my time, do whatever I got to do, and start with a clean slate. Yeah. I can't keep living this way. It's like it was tormenting him. Like, I don't want to keep being this person. I can't keep living this way. Now that I do have some hope, now that I do have, you know, a family that I feel like cares about me and I can be happy with them. You know, Lady May still ain't feeling him, but he's like, yeah, you know, I think he's understanding. That's just her.
Up, yeah, she's opened up enough.
Yeah, it's like, that's just her.
His name is AJ. I forgot AJ.
And so I think he was like, you know, I got to do this. You know, I need to be a man. And he was like, I can't do this. And oof, yeah.
Got to him. He killed himself. And that's how this show will pull the rug up from under you, boy.
In their house.
They caught up with everybody and was like, cool, we get married. We're a family-ish unit. We're going to push forward and make our new church. And next thing you know, boom, suicide in the bed, in the bathroom. That was a nice bathroom, though. Now, I ain't going front. That was a nice bathroom. I mean, I also noticed the bathroom was nice.
How you gonna know this bathroom is nice and this man on the floor dead?
You know, we've been looking at houses and seeing, you know, nice bathrooms. And
stuff. I understand that, but wasn't nobody dead in the bathroom?
Oh, no, nobody was dead in the bathroom.
So how you notice in the bathroom and the boy dead?
I was looking at the scenery, man.
You just,
Look, shout out.
Look, you got a nice house. Don't call Michael when something happened, because they gonna be like, he gonna be like,
love to AJ, man. AJ, look.
Nice bathroom.
I always thought your dreads looked kind of whack, but
they kind
of
whack.
Them just look like poop locks. But hey, look.
What is happening?
You served your purpose in this story. I don't know what she is doing. Oh, somebody need to sit down.
Somebody
need to practice.
Stop. Don't get sidetracked.
Anyway, point is, AJ, you served your purpose. We will miss you. Rest in peace, power, and love. And until next time, we'll see you at the crossroads.
Panda said this show sounds ridiculous.
Yo, it's ridiculous, but it's great,
okay,
though.
Okay, Panda. Did you ever used to watch, I don't know how old you are, but did you ever used to watch Dallas or Falcon Crest or, I can't think of any others. But like, you know, the nighttime soaps, this is a night. You know, this is a nighttime soap. You know, soap operas are ridiculous, but they are very addictive.
It's ridiculous, but it's good.
Very addictive.
I'm telling you, yo.
So, yeah.
This show is bad, but it's great.
It's ridiculous. It's a bunch of stuff.
Oh,
of
but
course,
it's not
that
as bad
happen.
As Tyler Perry shows.
Oh, no.
This show is way better than that.
And
track.
They don't have the budget Tyler Perry has, and their hair is always on point.
Yeah, because Tyler Perry hair be dumb. Like,
what you say?
Yo,
he be looking like a Berenstain Bear.
He looked like a Bernstein Bear in that movie on Netflix. I was like, why he got that Papa Bear? Yo, man. Yo, Tyler Perry stuff be like a student film from college, bruh. But anyway, I know it sounds ridiculous. And trust me, it gets ridiculous, but it's good. It's like the best ridiculous that it... Yo, man, I can't. Yo, and they talking about digging into Mac's history now. And Mac is the uncle that was molesting people. Like, yo. And then they even brought that back to where it affected them last season. Where they were like, yo, I still don't like the fact that you ain't fess up for Mac and all that stuff. So, like, yo, it's dope. It's serialized storytelling. They reference stuff from seasons before. They keep everything tied and intertwined. It's well done, yo. Like, it's... Imagine like on some like Avengers Marvel stuff, but just dealing with a church and like the people involved in it. Like, yo, it's dope. It's dope. And then also it helps because I grew up in the church. Lisa grew up in the church. So that also helps too, because you kind of know these types. And shout out to Corinne, because we ain't seen her this episode.
Corinne.
The girl, the receptionist.
Yeah, she was. She was one of the ladies meeting with the bishop that came to the house, and they sat and prayed about what to do.
Oh yeah, but you remember I was with the little guy.
Oh, he was making yeah, sure she was
somebody's
there.
Diaper was changed.
She was there.
So I missed that. Anyway,
she was there. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, we thank you for coming through. We love y'all. Miss y'all. This is. Yeah, Panda said, I understand it had all the markers of a soap. Yes, it's a nighttime soap. So, guys, thank you for rolling through. Of course, before we get out of here, I want to give some shout outs. Panda, thank you for rolling through.
Panda,
I believe, like the largest Patreon supporter. So dope. Thank you for coming through always. Also, big shout out to Thought Crimes. Big shout out to Blurdish, out there doing the thing. Check out Changa and the Jade Obelisk, a new, brand new, fresh off them hot presses indie comic book that you can check out from MV Media and or 133 Art. Super dope stuff. So, of course, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Spotify for some music. Yes, I got some jams out there for you. Podcasts as well. Do not sleep. From us to you, I'm just saying thank you so much. And since we swapped you when we came in playing Arcatron first instead of SP, when we leave out this time, we're going to play SP instead of Arcatron because we flipped y'all up. And I apologize. But shouts out to Arcatron, who has the Space Bridge out. And shout out to SP, who doesn't have anything right now, but check him out on Instagram. Oh, you want to get up again? Oh, you try to be down? You want to get up? This boy, tell you, this boy be killing me, boy.
You need anyway, to be up in the bed.
Up in the bed. So, guys, from us to you, thank you for watching. Lady Lisa, say peace.
Peace, y'all.
And from us to you, we're just saying peace, 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 peace. All right, word up. So, we will leave y'all with some SP and enjoy yourselves.
Peace.
Peace.